This is Dr. Jimmy Nichols, equine nutritionist. On this podcast, we will explore unique cases, debunk popular myths, and break down advanced research data. Join me for a little fun, a lot of science, and some real-world advice for feeding horses. Thank you for joining today's episode of The Feed Room Chemist. I'm Dr. Jimmy Nichols, and today we're going to be doing a quick tip episode which compares COVID-19 to equine coronavirus. So as a nation, we are in the midst of quarantine in our own effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. During this time, I've actually heard of a fair amount of people kind of questioning the difference between coronavirus in humans and coronavirus in horses. So it's important to note, up front that these are two very different viruses. So COVID-19 is a respiratory disease, whereas the equine coronavirus is actually a gastrointestinal disease. Okay, so it affects the digestive system. So I've seen people ask, can my horse get COVID-19 if a COVID-19 infected person handles him? If you look at some of the studies, there was actually a study done in Belgium, it must have been a case study, basically, where essentially a man was positive for COVID-19, and he was actually, he infected his cat. So his cat did end up getting a respiratory disease, some kind of respiratory issues that lasted for about 10 days, and then the cat was fine. And it also looks like ferrets are another species that could actually become infected with COVID-19 from humans. But it's not likely that horses are going to actually contract COVID-19 from horses. At least to date, there's not any evidence that would suggest that a horse can get COVID-19 from humans. Even in those cats and ferrets that they have looked at, they haven't even found that those animals are actually shedding the virus themselves once they have it. Okay, so let's talk for a second about shedding. So people who are at, say, boarding facilities or operations where there are multiple different people that are handling the equine equipment. Now, if one of those people has COVID-19 and is handling equipment, tack, stall picks, etc., that person can most certainly be going through the barn and shedding that virus, which then could be picked up by someone else in the barn. But again, it's not certainly not related to the horses themselves that would be shedding that virus. Okay, so it all is really back to this: just the humans are shedding it, the humans are picking it up. So let's take a second then and actually talk about equine coronavirus. So yes, horses do have a strain of coronavirus, but it's not the same as COVID-19. So like I said earlier, equine coronavirus is a digestive disease. So it affects the gastrointestinal tract. It is not a respiratory disease like what we're seeing in COVID-19 with humans. Okay, so in equine coronavirus, basically the primary clinical sign is diarrhea. Okay, so most horses, when they get coronavirus, they are going to become lethargic or they're going to go off of their feed. And then typically they're going to get a high fever. Okay. So in horses, a fever would be anything over 101 degrees. And usually in horses that have equine coronavirus, that fever is going to spike really high. So it could go up to 105 degrees. So it's important to keep a thermometer, understand how to take your horse's temperature. So it's done rectally. Make sure that you know what normal is for your horse. Okay, so some horses might run just a little bit hot or a little bit cold on a normal basis. So it's good to, kind of have that baseline of what your horse's normal temperature is, so that if you do notice some diarrhea lethargy or that horse going off a feed, you can go take his temperature and pick up right away whether or not that horse is running with a little bit of a temperature, a little bit hot. Okay. The equine coronavirus is passed from the feces or the manure to oral intake. Okay, so let's say two horses were sharing a pen, and a horse with equine coronavirus, you know, defecated into an area or on top of grass where another horse came behind and actually ate some grass that came into contact with that manure. And that manure had the virus in it. Okay. So the horse that ate the grass that had come into contact with that manure would then be at a potential for contracting equine coronavirus himself. Okay. So handling of manure is very, very important. Isolation of horses is also very important. So a common recommendation for a horse that has diarrhea is to isolate them. So if you have a stall barn, put them at the very end of the stall rows. General rule, keep them at least two stalls away from the next closest horse. And then when you're cleaning stalls, make sure that you clean that horse's stall last and then sanitize that manure pick before you use it again, okay? If you have your horses out in pastures or larger turnouts, bring the affected horse in and isolate. Okay, so isolate them in a stall in the barn, or maybe set up panels. If you don't have stalls, you know, you can get four panels and essentially make a temporary stall for that horse to keep them isolated and keep them away from the rest of the herd. Okay, so if you think that your horse does have equine coronavirus. So let's say they've got a fever, they've stopped eating, they've got the diarrhea, contact your veterinarian right away, okay? They may ask you to take a fresh sample of that horse's manure. They do that because they would want to send it off for a test. So it's called a rapid PCR test. And basically what they're doing is they're measuring the RNA in their in that coronavirus to see if that horse is shedding. Okay. So it's usually for those tests, it's usually a 24-hour turnaround, but in some areas it could take up to 3 days for the vet to actually get those results back. And, you know, so really what all you're doing by having that test is just confirming that, yes, indeed, that horse is contagious. It's shedding the virus, which means that it could be very, or it is very contagious to other horses that might possibly come into contact. So there's not anything that you can actually do for that horse other than just let that virus run its course. And then, of course, keep that horse and its manure quarantined away from the rest of the herd. So, you know, shedding of the virus in the horse's manure generally peaks around 3 to 4 days after those initial clinical signs appear. Okay, so, you know, if you notice all of a sudden, you know, this morning you walk out and, you know, your horse is just acting lethargic, they're not eating, and you notice that they all of a sudden have diarrhea. Okay, so basically 4 days from now is where they are going to be peaking in how contagious they are. Okay, so you're definitely going to want to keep these horses isolated and quarantined for, you know, 7 to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, depending on the situation. But your veterinarian will certainly work with you on the proper protocol for all of that. And then in some situations, your vet may actually recommend just some basic supportive care for a horse that's dealing with equine coronavirus. So that would be, that could be just running some fluids if they're a little bit dehydrated, or if they're extremely uncomfortable, they may administer some NSAIDs or some non-steroidal anti-inflammatories just to help knock some of that pain and get their comfort level back to a more manageable spot. So the other thing that they will do too is, you know, if there are secondary infections or any other kind of complications that might be coming along at the same time as this disease, they would treat for those. But there's nothing that they can actually do for equine coronavirus itself other than to just let it run its course. You know, so really prevention is your best course of action. Okay. So as far as preventing your horse from getting equine coronavirus, there is no vaccine. Okay. So there's nothing you can do from a vaccine standpoint. So really all you're left with is basically managing your horses properly. Okay. Proper management. So isolate sick horses. Okay. If you know there's a horse that's sick, just isolate them, whether you know or don't know what they have. Okay. Just get them away from the rest of the horses as fast as possible. If you have new horses that are entering your property, be sure to quarantine them for a period of time. Make sure that they don't have any kind of a disease or sickness that they are dealing with. And then just practice good basic stable hygiene. Okay. So don't share feed and water among different horses. Don't share feed and water buckets among different horses. You know, sanitize your buckets often. Definitely sanitize buckets before introducing them to a new horse. And then just if you ever have a horse that does develop diarrhea, make sure that you strategically think about when you clean that horse's stall, how you handle that manure, and then also certainly consider sanitizing your stall pick before using it in other horses' stalls. So I guess that's kind of a wrap. That's the down and dirty on equine coronavirus. I want to thank you guys for tuning into this quick tip. If you do have more questions about equine coronavirus or other equine diseases, the Equine Disease Communication Center, or EDCC, is a wealth of knowledge, and they can certainly provide you with resources and tips for preventing and managing really most any disease in horses. So you can get that information by visiting their website, which is www.equinediseasecc.org/biosecurity. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Feed Room Chemist. If you like what you hear, be sure to share with your friends, post to social media, or give us a review. And as Winston Churchill used to say, no hour of life is wasted that is spent in the saddle. So go saddle up.